Giannis, zero dribbles. The ground he covered was the second longest journey of the weekend. The longest journey was Jermaine Samuels here. Here's our panel sliding into some mutes today. Let's go around the horn. We'll get to that in a second. News of the day. Mitochondrically speaking, the biggest signing of the NFL offseason. J.J. Watt to the Arizona Cardinals. How do we know? J.J. Watt broke this news. Does he have to do everything, people? Where were you? Israel, around the horn to you. What does it mean for Watt? What does it mean for Arizona? What does it mean for the teams that didn't land him? Green Bay, Chicago, Buffalo, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, it seemed like a curious choice because what you're expecting from J.J. Watt is for him to pick a team that's essentially going to slide him in and be championship ready. And it's hard to say that about the Cardinals. You can say that about a handful of the teams that you mentioned there, the Green Bay Packers, the Chicago Bears. But the Cardinals, you can say what you will about the offense, it having the potential that it has with Kyler Murray and Hopkins and everything else. And, you know, if you trust Cliff Kingsbury to be able to really expand that offense and get it open, you can still say, hey, there's really hope for that. On the defensive side, they weren't great last year. They're losing Patrick Patterson in all likelihood in free agency. Their cornerback situation isn't great. And so, yes, him and Chandler Jones are 1-2 since 2012 in sacks, but that's a span of 9 years. It's not like they are in their prime right now. So it's a curious selection. Would it be shocking if the Cardinals, you know, continued to improve and made a playoff run next year and he had a part in it? Wouldn't be shocking at all. But in terms of the team that you would think, hey, I want to be on that team to make a championship run next year, it didn't seem like the Cardinals was that
high. Right, Sola?
You know what? The one thing about ring chasing, maybe it works in the NBA if you go join up with Kawhi Leonard, Kevin Durant, or LeBron James. It really doesn't work in football. I have no problem with what he did. First of all, he wants to get a ton of money, and that's when he's going to get number one. Number two, he's going to a team that does have a chance. They were 8-8 last season. You look at that defense with Buda Baker, Isaiah Simmons. You mentioned Chandler Jones. They have a chance to be a good defense with a young quarterback. There are no guarantees, certainly not in the NFC. I think it's a smart move by him. Get the money while you can.
Mm-hmm. Jackie McMullen?
Yeah, and the money, as Frank, is $23 million guaranteed. I don't know how many other teams were offering that to J.J. Watt. Maybe we'll find out in the next few days. It wasn't a surprising choice, but I don't really mind it either. And I'm just not going to judge the Arizona Cardinals' future on what happened this past season because Kyler Murray's still developing, still evolving. I think he's a great young quarterback, and I don't think we've come anywhere near to seeing the best in him. And you're right, Izzy, about the secondary. That is a concern, but if you're going to be blitzing all day long and sending Chandler Jones and J.J. Watt at the quarterback, maybe it's not going to matter as much. I don't know. We'll see.
And Clinton Yates.
Yeah, I don't think it was just what we expected. It's what J.J. Watt actually said, which is that he wants to go to a winner and he wants to make a certain amount of money. It looks like in this particular situation, he went with the team that was going to give him the most guaranteed. But what comes to mind in this situation is how bad does everybody want to get out of Houston? I mean, listen, moving from the Texans to the Cardinals is not some massive upgrade in terms of the NFL experience from a winning standpoint. So, I mean, I look at this and I think, man, for what's going on with that franchise in Houston, they can't keep anybody and they don't seem to have any good reason. Not great. Great, Bob, as far as that's concerned.
You say that, Clinton, and now he's reunited with DeAndre Hopkins, of course, but trending on Twitter all afternoon. Did you see it? It was Kyler Murray for Deshaun Watson, which was then, okay, let's rebuild the Texans from 2 years ago in Arizona. That's a pipe dream, right? That's not happening here. No, it's not happening here. Good. Thank you for the emphatic denial that it was happening here, panel. We move on. The Russell Wilson non-trade request. Maybe trade request. How many players are reaching out to Wilson? How many Bears have started following him on social media? This also had some mayor heat, by the way. You know, the mayor of New Orleans going at the mayor. Mayor of Seattle goes right back at her. They seem to be friendly, so that's nice. Frank, is there anything to any of this?
Whenever the mayors get involved in any of these sports stories, it always makes you cringe. You know, you mentioned it, Tony. Is it a trade request? We don't know. And that's at least Deshaun Watson has come out and said that he wants to be traded. I'll give him credit for that. Clearly, Russell Wilson doesn't want to be there, but his agent said, well, he hasn't asked to be traded. But by the way, here are the four teams that he wants to go to.
Ridiculous.
And you know what? Maybe he doesn't want to be chased after Aaron Donald and J.J. Watt four times a year. Maybe that's why he wants to get out. Just come out and say it. It's clear you don't want to be there. You're so worried about protecting your image, you actually look worse in this situation.
Jackie McMullen?
But maybe he's not prepared to come out to say it because it depends on where he ends up. And he has a no-trade clause, so he gets to decide where he wants to go. The part I found amusing about this was the mayor of New Orleans saying, come on, sugar, bring it on down. We're ready for you. And I'm thinking, hey, you know, you do have a quarterback named Drew Brees who hasn't exactly announced his retirement yet. I wonder what he's thinking about the mayor of New Orleans now.
Clint Yates?
Yeah, this is high heat as far as mayor talk is concerned. We're not talking about trading flying fish for beignets, as you see around, like, Super Bowl and stuff. This dude actually threatened, I might take your daggone NBA team as well if you don't stop this nonsense. I'm sorry, this was great for me. But overall, I don't really understand why everybody seems to think that Russell Wilson needs some image makeover. He's married to a superstar. The guy's one of the biggest stars in the league. He simply wants to exercise his leverage as to where he goes so he can be in a franchise that he thinks values him more. I think that's a completely reasonable scenario under which to name where you think your destination wants to be.
I think they value him in Seattle. I think they value
him. Well, they put the money down. They've showed that they valued him, but do they value him in the room where they're making the decisions of what to go forward? Because that was the report from The Athletic last week that he stormed out of that room. Israel Gutierrez, on the idea that you're seeing, like, Michael Thomas a few days ago, ooh, he's interested. Every Chicago Bear player is liking him on social media now. Please, go ahead.
If this is a player empowerment move, don't you have to be all in? You can't just try to keep everybody happy, including the fans in Seattle, in case you happen to stay. Say, hey, I never asked for a trade. I just gave a list of teams I would want to go to. Yeah. Meanwhile, he's the one who started this whole mess by bringing up his lack of protection and not wanting to get hit, etc. I do find it interesting that the appeal of Chicago, when it says Jimmy Graham is the one really courting you and trying to get you to Chicago and saying the city is great and everything else. Man, look, he's got a great city and a great organization. It seems to me, because he's not asking for a trade, he's just using his power to say, hey, let me make some decisions, include me in the room, therefore you won't have to trade me, I will stay put. It seems like an odd pairing.
Frank, a last word?
Well, I would say this. I think every general manager and head coach would have no problem with any player wanting to have a say in what goes on. You just come in with us, you watch film of all the players, you go to all the scouting combines, absolutely your opinion would matter. You just can't sit home and say, you know what, I think we should draft this guy. It's not how it works. You want to be involved, that's fine. Do the work.
I'm sensing some sarcasm here from Frank Isola, just a little bit. It's all right. That's right. You know, you guys are talking about potential destinations and where these guys could go. I mean, the question is, what is the team that's on the champion cusp? We've done this now two stories in a row. But I'll remind you, Tom Brady went to a team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, that missed the playoffs entirely the year before. You know, you can turn into a championship team.
Yeah, but very quickly.
Give yourself a point.
Jackie Mack, you talked about Drew Brees and whether he was coming out or not. Look at this workout video. He posted a workout video, which is a question I ask Israel bluntly. Do you really work out if you don't post a video of yourself working out? That's the question. But Jackie, since you brought it up first, something or nothing.
Well, I think it's something because, like I've told everybody that asked me about it, until Drew Brees says he's retired, I'm not convinced that Drew Brees is retired. All the insiders can tell me everything they want. They told me that J.J. Watt was going all sorts of places except for St. Louis. I don't remember anybody Arizona. I don't remember anybody saying he was going to Arizona. So I just think if Drew Brees wants to keep playing, remember, he had 11 broken ribs. One broken rib is excruciating. I can't imagine what 11 is like. And he might just be feeling better now. And his kids are in school, and he might be saying, you know what? Maybe I will play another year.
Clint Yates.
He better tell the mayor, though. Yeah. He's got to tell the mayor quickly.
Yeah, I mean, it's something, but the something is nothing. It's not like this is a Rocky IV montage with him up in the snow running around about to fight Drago. This isn't even Izzy Gutierrez-level workout as far as I'm concerned. I mean, I'm not super impressed by him pushing sleds around a parking lot. I'm just not. We saw what happened with him last year from an injury standpoint. And so, yeah, he might think he can get back to the league at some high level, but I don't necessarily know that if I'm a team, I want him. What, are you going to start for the Patriots? I mean, sure, this is a good effort from a guy who's had a great career in the league, but I'm not sure that this means he's all of a sudden going to be an all-pro next year or anything close.
Israel? Oh. I'll get you to Jackie. Israel first.
Look, I mean, and to
Patriots
Tony's
would
point
take
here,
him. That's all
are you
say.
Really work?
Okay, yeah. Go ahead, Iz.
Are you really working out if you're actually wearing a shirt? That's question number one.
Oh, and number two,
I don't know how many of you push a sled, but him pushing a sled up a hill does nothing for that arm strength. It does nothing for that out pattern or that deep ball that he can't really throw.
Okay.
So him pushing a sled up a hill and breaking some record that nobody knows what you're talking about.
But what position are the Saints
in here?
They're playing a waiting game. There were the reports. This was, you know, looking like the end for him, but that changes, of course, in the offseason. It always does. You always feel good when you you haven't been hit in 3 weeks. Isola, right. Last word.
Right.
Man, we got haters in Plasma 1 and 2. Here's one of the hardest things for a team to do is say goodbye to a legendary player. It's never a clean out all the time. And I think in this case, Drew Brees still has, he wants to play. And also, when you think about the Saints, they have a chance to win. And he just saw what Tom Brady did. So he's thinking, why can't I go out like that?
All right. Here's how we're going out. We're going out here with a great story. This is after J.J. Watt, the news of the day. And it's a friend of ours, one of our own. I have to come up with the word that's in between awe and admiration, because I admire Sarah Spain, the vision, the moxie, the badass ballery to own a professional sports team. The release came out today. Sarah broke it. Good get from her. She is part owner of the new ownership group of the Chicago Stars, NWSL powerhouse. I mean, this
more reason to root for Sky Blue.
Is absurd, and it's also 1,000,000% Sarah Spain. She is the dream, and she is now the reality. She is the change she wants to see in the world. A young girl, a young woman, a young person, maybe she dreamed of being a sideline reporter when she was young because that's all she saw. Now she sees this, Sarah Spain owner. Amazing, Sarah. We applaud you. Someone asked if she could still be on this show being an owner, and I said, right, awesome. Well, she's already owned Kalishaw and Showdown. Let's go, Spain!
Ooh. Whoa.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
Check out the ball movement on this essentially game winner, game ender, really, for Milwaukee. I mean, it's just too much. And then Giannis, zero dribbles. Started well past the three-point line. And then that skip is more athletic than what 90% of the NBA can do. Giannis scored 17 of Milwaukee's last 22, brought them back in the fourth quarter versus the Clippers. And going in, Milwaukee was the second worst in the league in clutch situations. So, Jackie, what was last night? A sign that maybe they're getting past that?
I think so, and I think a few things. First of all, why was he skipping? Because he actually got to go to the hole and score at the end of the game instead of a three-point shot around the perimeter, which is what happens in 90% of NBA games. But I look at them defensively, and they're getting better and better and better, and they'll only get better now that Jrue Holiday's back. I always look at them on the defensive end of the floor.
Frank Isola?
Hey, it's the first time they've won a game when trailing entering the fourth quarter. Giannis has scored at least 30 in their last five wins. But the key also, down the stretch, he made his free throws. Don't obsess over Giannis on threes. It's about him knocking down free throws because he gets fouled all the time.
Gutierrez?
Yeah, definitely. I'm buying Giannis coming up big down the stretch. You saw a corner three involved there. You don't want him taking those too many times in clutch situations, but if he can make one and you know he's feeling good, I'm all about it. So if Giannis can take control and in the end they get the ball movement that gets him an easy shot, that's kind of the best of both worlds.
And Clint Yates.
And for all you people who love big men who operate on the inside, he had 25 points in the paint, which is important, I think, for Giannis in terms of what he's going to be doing. But this Bucks team has only beaten one team that's been higher ranked than them all season, so I'm not going crazy over it, but it was important for that squad.
Frank, you putting him in your MVP conversation, as you people like to say
he's
after the last
the conversation. Yes, he's in the
No way you people are giving him three straight MVPs.
What? Isn't conversation banned? Let's ban that on
it's
this
no, show. It is banned. That was it was a joke upon
before that.
Right. We're working on Frank. Buy or sell to a certain team over 500 in March. Frank, we got people in the streets here celebrating. Knicks over the Pistons yesterday. Great win over Indy the night before. What are these New York Knickerbockers, Francis?
Not a great look for the fan base that thinks they're the smartest ones out there. By the way, though, last year they won game number 18 on the final day of February. That was in game number 65. This year they did it in 35 games. Tom Thibodeau is doing a great job, and he doesn't fit, and I don't care, I'm going to say it, the narrative about running his players into the ground. He makes his players better. That's what he does.
So, Thibodeau, the big change, of course, specifically anything else on the basketball court you're seeing there, Frank?
Oh, hey, Julius Randle, you know what? He's about 25 now. He's a good player. He does everything. He rebounds the ball. He passes the ball. Definitely deserves to be an All-Star.
Israel?
He's been great.
Yeah, I like the team. Tom Thibodeau's doing a great job. They're not the deepest team ever. And in terms of, like, running players into the ground, you don't really start seeing it until the second half of the season. So let's hold off on seeing. Because, you know, Nerlens Noel played 40 minutes yesterday. And if you're requiring for you guys to be that good, maybe you want to calm down a little.
D.Y.?
The Thibodeau revenge tour is tremendous, but we used to always say, oh, the NBA is better when the Knicks are good. If we get more footage like this of people going nuts in the streets for no reason whatsoever, for once, that will actually be true that the NBA is better when the Knicks are reasonably good.
Are you for real right now? You want them to go nuts in the street because they're one game over 500? I'd like to give the New York fans a little more credit to that, especially since my dad happens to be one of them. Here's the thing. Lowest, best percentage, three-point defensive percentage against teams. Lowest field goal percentage against them. Stop me when you've heard this before. This is what Tibbs does. And Randall's been great, and Emmanuel quickly has made everybody forget that Obi Toppin probably wasn't a really great pick where they took him.
Rookie with the most 25-point games in the NBA this season, Emmanuel quickly, Jackie Mack.
Quickly.
Well, you weren't quick enough there, Israel. Buy or sell three. What Saturday's loss to Kansas means to Baylor. Well, it means Michigan jumps them in the AP poll. Baylor dropping to three for the first time all year, but that's still in line for a one seed. Scott Drew after the game said COVID was their kryptonite. So a first loss after missing 3 weeks, going into the final week of the season, deal or no deal, Clinton?
It's a tough situation. That game in particular obviously is a little bit of a trap game, senior night at Kansas. But overall, eight players out over 3 weeks, that's a little bit more than kryptonite. That's a very difficult situation. And when we get to March, it's going to be very tough to see that team being able to do well, considering how much time they've had off and how hurt they
Israel.
Yeah, if you're looking for a couple of troubling signs, I mean, getting out-rebounded by 20 in that game might be a bit of an issue. And then Jared Butler, your upperclassman, your leading scorer, only having 5 points and five fouls. Those two in combination, not very good signs.
Isola?
I'd be worried if the tournament started Thursday. I think the fact that they do have some time now, because you don't get better by not playing. But you know what's going to happen, Tony? There is going to be a team that's going to get knocked out, not on a last-second shot, but on a last-second COVID test. That is going to happen in the tournament, unfortunately.
Yeah. So are you closer to saying this is one of those good losses? You know, we had this conversation all the time. This is a good
I don't like. I know, I don't like that either.
Okay.
It didn't knock them out of the tournament.
Jackie, how about you?
I think the most underreported story in sports right now is players that come back after COVID and how it affects their performance. And so in line with that, if in fact, Clinton, I didn't realize it was eight players from Baylor, that's a ridiculous number, and it's going to affect this team greatly. And what a shame, because they were the hottest team in college basketball, and they deserve a chance in the tournament. They're going to get there, but you just don't know how it'll affect
them. Co-hottest team in basketball, because Gonzaga and Baylor, you have to put in the same sentence, the way they've been mowing through people this year. Clint Yates, Jackie Mack, are you calling this a good loss?
No. Russell Wilson.
Israel Gutierrez.
I want to celebrate like the Knicks do anyway.
That's celebrating.
I will, if you want me to.
Israel and Frank in showdown.
Celebrate
quickly, Israel. Quickly. You got to be quicker than quick.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Israel Gutierrez, Frank Isola, good luck in showdown. Showdown one, do the hustle. Look at this. LaMelo balls all out there. And then on this play, I mean, this is the greatest. Jermaine Samuels sliding completely off the court. All right? Just when you thought Jermaine Samuels had slid enough, he slides more. Who did the hustle better, Israel?
I got to go with LaMelo Ball. You should check Samuel's jersey for some sort of foreign substance there. But you got to go with LaMelo Ball. Why? Because if you look at when he threw it in, he didn't just throw it in. He tried to make the shot, Tony. He tried to make the most incredible shot in the history of the NBA.
Yeah. Well, Villanova had to hustle because they did not make any threes against Butler. That was a terrible loss. The one thing about LaMelo, let's give LaVar a little bit of credit. He was telling us for a long time he was going to be great. Yeah. That kid is some player.
The kid's some player. Let's not give LaVar Ball credit. Point, Israel Gutierrez. Showdown two.
He's the father.
Well, we'll give him credit for being the father, but not for predicting it, okay? How about that? Showdown two, your 39-game, four-year unbeaten streak snapped in the COVID-delayed spring season. That's what happened in North Dakota State to Southern Illinois this weekend, but that is nothing compared to this field goal in Idaho, Eastern Washington. It was ruled no good by the referee. Maybe the camera doesn't capture it, but I can tell you who didn't capture it. The referee is not even looking. Frank, what caught your eye?
You know what? It's like at the old Metrodome, the infielders used to lose the ball in the roof. Is that what happened? You have replay. Go to replay and get the call right. Simple.
I mean, we've had so many official discussions this year. I don't want to have another one. North Dakota State, if you lose your winning streak in late February, did you really lose it? Just start it over.
True.
It
doesn't really count, does it? There is not a dynasty more dominant than North Dakota State. But
so his win doesn't count. It's more.
FaceTime, Israel Gutierrez.
Hey. Thank you, Tony. In case you missed it yesterday for the final round, a lot of golfers at the Workday Championship wore red to honor Tiger Woods, who is recovering from serious leg injuries after a scary car crash. And I think Colin Morikawa, the winner of the event, 24-year-old, by the way, impressive golfer, probably put it best when he said, "We don't take enough time to thank people." He referenced Kobe Bryant being lost last year. He referenced losing his grandfather recently and just wanted to say thank you to Tiger. And I thought that was a very special moment for him and for all of us.
Thank you, Israel. And you're in red today in that box. We'll see you tomorrow.